Teron, how much were you in touch with the Saints throughout this process?
Saints have always been one of the teams I believe I can fit right in with. Man, I'm so excited right now. I really can't explain my feeling. So anxious to get down to New Orleans and so ready to put on that black and gold again.
Sean Payton has said plenty of times this offseason that left tackle is an open competition. How much is that almost music to your ears, considering you can come in here and compete for possibly a starting job?
Definitely music to my ears. I'm a serious competitor, real fierce. So, I'm looking to fight for the job day one.
You said black and gold again. Tell me what you mean by that.
Arkansas Pine Bluff, we were wearing black and gold, so I don't have to change my color scheme.
Hey, Teron, did you run a 4.65? Is that what they had you at the combine?
Yes, sir, the unofficial.
Do you get a lot of your quickness and speed with your footwork from the track being, I think you were a shot putter, right?
Yes, sir.
Is that where you get a lot of it from?
A whole lot of it was God-given, really just naturally talented. I've worked on my speed over the years, but I have to give a lot of just God-given ability.
I read in one of your bios, maybe on NFL.com, that you had a lot of D1 offers and decided to go to Arkansas Pine Bluff because of track. I mean, how much did maybe that help you develop as a football player or just passing up some D1 scholarships? Why did you do that?
Once I lost some more of the big D1 recruitment due to my ACT score being so late after the national signing day, a lot of the smaller schools that were coming at me and being able to do track at Arkansas Pine Bluff was the deciding factor in why I chose Arkansas Pine Bluff. And I believe it helped me tremendously. It was a humbling experience going to a smaller school, and I thought I was going to go big out of high school. So it's been a long road, and I just kept fighting.
What made you believe you could get to this point coming out of Pine Bluff?
I never doubted. I never doubted myself. I saw myself going big out of high school, and when I didn't, it kind of crushed me for a little minute, but I just kept fighting, trying to get better as a player, learn more about the game, and I never doubted myself.
I know a lot of people started noticing you at the East-West Shrine game, and then you went to the Senior Bowl, and then you were successful at the Combine. I mean, just kind of discuss that process, starting from one spot and then really kind of making some attention with obviously plenty of teams.
Starting with the East-West Shrine game was definitely a huge opportunity for me, coming from a smaller school, getting a chance to go against bigger competition. That was the biggest question coming out of my school, was the level of competition. So having that opportunity, I went down with a chip on my shoulder, of course, and just tried to answer the question of level of competition. I then went to the Senior Bowl the next week and tried to continue the same thing, and I believe just topped it off at the Combine. I got a chance to show all the teams my athleticism.
Have you thought about, now you were blocking it at a small school, now you're potentially blocking for a guy like Drew Brees coming in and playing for the Saints?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm really excited about blocking for one of the greats of all time, Drew Brees. I'm really, really excited about that.
Did you grow up a football fan? Any particular pro team?
I'm from the St. Louis area, so when I was growing up, I was a fan of the greatest show on turf.
One more for you. I'm sure you're familiar with Bushrod, who just left and he went to an FCS program like yourself, although it did take him a couple years to really play. What are your thoughts on that and your timeline for playing?
I really don't see myself sitting out. I love to play. I love the game of football. I love being on the field. I have a problem with sitting on the bench. I know I have a lot to learn, and I'm willing and ready to learn as fast as I can, as fast as I possibly can to get on the field.